November 19, part 2015, part 2. The events of the last few days have not become any easier for the HOB missionaries, as people are still lying injured and dying everywhere. The planes have just passed. The missionaries went over to see who is still alive and can be ministered to. Hundreds of the dying genuinely asked Messiah Jesus to become their Lord and Master with the help of the praying missionaries. Hundreds of other Muslim people have become believers as well. The phone call I received this morning described that at least 180 of the newly reached believers were killed in the last couple of days of bombing and are needed to be buried, tragically, including another 17 widows belonging to Mofida's widow sisterhood. Many of the dead have been reached the day before they passed into eternity. House of Blessing is presently looking for another tractor that can be rented for the burial task. As last time, they will again bury as many others as they can. Sister Mofida confirmed to Pastor R that there are a great many being killed. Even though terrorists are the target, scores of innocents are dying as well. But we live in a fallen world, and that is the way war is. Pastor R was able to get some news from Brother Omar in Iraq. They had apparently been able to have a good-sized gathering, and God once again did amazing things. The large group of sheikhs that were reached not long ago when they happened on a teaching meeting are still meeting with leaders who are instructing them in the true ways of Messiah Yeshua. These men and their families have been able to extend their reach greatly, reaching more and more of their friends and former followers. God is good. 4 of Omar's missionaries were tragically caught by ISIS jihadists and were murdered because they would not return to Islam. Things like this are always hard to bear, but these men will never suffer again. They are now in the presence of the one that died for them. As I shared in my previous update, cholera is spreading swiftly in Iraq, and I don't know the latest figures, but thousands have been infected. The missionaries are being urged to collect as much rainwater as possible for drinking instead of accessing streams or rivers. Because so much of the infrastructure has been damaged, the rivers are polluted by sewage. Now, I would like to make an attempt at giving you an account of an extraordinary experience Pastor R just had. For those that have read previous updates, you remember that Pastor R has been moved several times a week due to the extreme dangers from bombing, etc. This last week, he was moved 7 times because of the fact that he is confined to a wheelchair. He is quite often has to be carried while someone else carries his wheelchair. Just hours before he called me this morning, the missionaries who stay with him and cared for him decided they need to quickly move him again. And as they were hastily moving him, they saw what happened to be one of Russia's smart bombs aiming right at where they were running. It caught them so much off guard that they dropped Pastor R on the ground and scattered in all directions. As R found himself on the ground facing this incoming projectile, thinking this was how he was going home, he threw his arms into the air in his direction and shouted, "Glory, hallelujah," at the top of his voice. As Pastor R was telling me this, he said, "I don't even know how to describe what happened next." He said as he pointed right at the incoming bomber missiles and shouted those words. It was like some kind of supernatural electricity or force shot out of his fingertips. And as incredulous as it sounds, that weapon of death instantly changed its direction, veering off at an angle, hitting the ground far enough away that none of the destruction it caused reached him where he lay on the ground. Of course, those who had been carrying him came running back, apologizing profusely, but no apology was required. It was just something that happened, and God was well aware and intervened in a rather unique way. Once again, it proved not time for Pastor R to leave this earth, and Psalm 91 reminds us of where we stand with God during trouble. All right, this last week, HOB lost 17 widows to bombs and 4 missionaries to martyrdom. As I share with every update, the needs are huge. The winter is setting in, and with the war becoming more and more extreme, our missionaries need daily earnest prayer of intercession. Their needs also include winter clothing, mattresses, medicine, wheat, and of course, Bibles. If you have any further questions, please send me an email. Now, this person who wrote this wants to close this update with one thought. They have found folks having a difficult time believing that there really is this great of a harvest. The miracles are also hard to believe. And what we are seeing is exactly what was prophesied in Scripture. For these last moments of this age, God said that His Spirit would be poured out in great measure. The miracles would be astounding and the harvest reached immense. Can we not allow for the fact that God is fulfilling His promise? I watched part of a video a few days ago that was taken at a very large gathering of many thousands of Egyptian Christians, totally lost in their worship of Jesus Christ. This is happening in all countries within the Muslim world today. No matter that some of the body of Christ is not doing as well as it should, the majority of the true remnant church today is flourishing and has the power of God's Spirit working through it. Allah and His prophets are not winning the battle today. God is. The devil is in a rage today and would like to murder every single Christian alive, but God will not allow it. He will rather remove the restrainer, as is prophesied. As far as the number of people being reached in the Middle East today, many Christian organizations are now confirming this. I have numerous articles on my desk confirming these facts. Others ask if these salvations are truly genuine. Again, many missionaries and representatives of numerous organizations confirm this as well. The proof is in the fruit.